Thank you, guys. We'll start the press conference with Shola Jimo.
Shola, I guess a game that almost seemed like it could go either way there in the second half. Obviously, you guys scoring late to get back in it, kind of have a lot of the momentum. What maybe went wrong in that second half?
I think just like in the first half, if we put our chances away, like I had one and a couple other people, like probably wouldn't have put ourselves in that position where if they score a goal, it could go either way. So I think that's it.
It seemed like right from the start, probably Calvary was really kind of covering the ground, chances kind of getting in those areas quickly. Whereas sometimes there goes Montgomery, especially seems to be kind of getting your guys away a bit, failing as well. I think it was like the mark at one point. So I'm just wondering maybe kind of what you saw some of the difference between maybe what Calvary did to take advantage of their attacks versus maybe what you guys weren't able to.
I think that, like, we did, we got into the right spots, but we just, like, really couldn't finish our chances, and we weren't ruthless enough in, like, the final third.
Also, a bit of a kind of a shaky game, a lot of hits. I know you had the collision with Paulisimo early on, so I'm just wondering kind of what you guys saw from, on field level, some of the physicality.
Yeah, first caps, it's always a physical game, and, like, we just have to be ready for that, and as you've seen, it was pretty physical. I think it was a good moment for him that he's scoring a lot of goals now, and I'm just happy that I could assist him and help him score more goals.
Also, the next matchup is going to be in the Canadian Championship. You're going to be versus a League One Canada team, Quebec FC Laval. What do you think what are your thoughts on versus League One Quebec team?
I think like the Quebec teams are always like tough opponents, and I think we can't go into that game thinking it's going to be an easy game, so I think we're going to be prepared, and after this loss today, we're going to be more hungry to play against them.
Actually, about that Quebec team, just wondering how, just talking about Cavalry, they had a big win against Edmonton, their local League One team. And that's, they said, well, that helped turn our season around. Do you think this, can, after your first one of the season, you've been in some tough going, can this help build, if you win big, just win home crowd, that can roll into you improving the rest of this season?
Yeah, I think so. It's, if you win, you get have like good momentum, and it can help us in our further games.
We'll go with the questions in Zoom. Go ahead, Zach, please.
Hey, Shola. Commiserations on the defeat. I was wondering if you could talk about your assist, the setup of the goal from the corner. Was it just a basic play? Was that anything kind of you've been working on finding Julian in that space? Or, anything special or just kind of in the moment?
Well, I think that my set-piece deliveries are good, so I know Julian's good with his head, so I seen all the players go to the back post. I seen the near post was free, so I just hit him, and I seen him there, and then he headed in.
Nice. The match was a feisty one. It was quite a battle out there that obviously you came out on the wrong end of. How do you, with the cup game coming up, and how do you kind of refocus just to be motivated for going forward?
It's a quick turnaround, so like there's no choice for us to be. We have to be like fully locked in for that, and we have another game a couple of days after, so we just have to put this game behind us and focus for Tuesday.
Thanks so much, and all the best in the Voyagers Cup.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll be shortly with Mauro. start the press conference with Mauro Stacchio, guys. Please, one question each, if it's possible. Sure.
Mauro, a game where you know you guys go into halftime with a bit of momentum there, obviously, with the late goal. What kind of went wrong there for you in that second half in particular, and you know, Calgary kind of scoring and kind of taking the goal?
I think that they didn't really do much to score, to be fair. I think it's their goal comes from a situation that happens in football, but you never want it to happen to your team. So at the end of the day, I think it's something that we turned off. Again, first goal comes from a free kick that we're not connected, and then the second one comes from a throw-in that we're also not connected. So I think it's just those moments. We continue to talk about them. We continue to show and try to improve on them. But now it's, I think we gotta react. We have to change something. We gotta, you know, continue to work. I think we're in a phase that it's been enough of moral victories. At the end of the day, those don't give you points. You could only feed off them for so long. And I think now we have to look at what we're doing, look at each other, and ask for more. Obviously, you know, Cavs came in here with obviously with you know, a notebook and knew what to do. I think at the beginning maybe we had a couple of difficulties going into the final third, but I think we adjusted and did some things even still during the first half that we did get to the final third, and then what just happened was we weren't getting any end product. It seemed to we need to shoot more, we need to cross more. I think when we do, we're a dangerous team. But for some reason today, we weren't sharp. So it's about us finishing our offensive actions, because, again, it's one of those moral victories. And kind of you guys already heard me saying that if we don't get there, you know, I'd be more worried. But now I obviously have to be on alert, because we are getting there, but we're not finishing our actions. So we have players with quality. We have players with, you know, that have that killer instinct. And now we just got to be more ruthless.
Result aside, a bit of a special one for you. You started your CPL career, I guess you'd say, not great, maybe career, but the CPL career. Calvert is a player. I know Tom is a mentor to you. So what was it like, kind of being kind of equals to him on the professional tour?
No, it's good. Obviously, as you guys know, you know, Calgary gave me the opportunity to come back to Canada and to come into the CPL. You know, with Tommy, I've learned a lot, so it's obviously a special game. But again, it's not about me. It's not about Tommy. It's about two clubs, and I'm here to obviously defend the colors of York. And unfortunately, you couldn't do that to me.
Mauro, despite the loss tonight, I would like to know if you have any positives that the team can take from this match moving forward.
Yeah, I think we're showing that we're a different team. I think it's fair to say that, you know, we've probably never seen a York like this. You know, again, I think it's one of those moral victories that we were playing well, we're compact, we're well organized. You know, the players are showing their qualities, but we're not winning, right? We're not winning, and at the end of the day, it's professional sports, and we feed off wins. So if it's not a win, I think we have to also understand, you know, that a point is a point, and it's up to us to kind of, you know, understand those moments. So there are some positives. I'm not going to hold on to many of them, because at the end of the day, we didn't get a point out of it.
Just one for me. Set pieces over the years have more or less been not pretty, to one way here at Glide Stadium, but obviously today, Shore Pines came in for that corner. Julian also obviously is getting the plus 5 working. Could maybe just speak to some of the, you know, preparations for, you know, to that aspect, and it's not that what it means to have a player like Julian, who's been, like we spoke last week, scored in a number of different ways over the past 30 minutes, but he's eating over his head.
Set pieces are a very important part of the game. We've been fortunate to be on the scoring side tonight, but we also been on the conceding side over the beginning of the season. You know, it's something that my staff in particular are very, they study a lot of it, and then, you know, it's starting to show some results. So, and then obviously when you have players like Julian that have, you know, that sense to goal and that good relationship with the goal, it does make things easier. I think obviously, like you guys know, Julian's in a moment that he's been able to put the ball in the back of the net. So again, I think he has to continue that, and we have to improve everything else around him. So that's something that we'll look into starting tomorrow, and then get ready for the match on Tuesday.
Well, you've got a game coming up so quickly on Tuesday. I think it was great to play tonight and have the weekend to train. We were just talking when Tommy was here about it was like boiled down to like they turned their season around because they had a big game against Edmonton and then they came into this game. Do you feel like you can build off, not that you've won yet, but this game against this Quebec team and advance in the cup, but also, you know, for the season, some momentum?
It's not a given. It's not a given. I think when we play against these League One teams, it's a competition that they want to go forward in. It's a competition that we want to go forward in. And, you know, if you probably ask that 25-man roster at Laval, they all think and want to be in the CPL, right? So it's not going to be easy. It's not a given. It's something that we have to look at ourselves and do what we have to do. We have to be professional about it. And it's something that, you know, we are going to take very serious. I think the good thing about having these midweek games is there's no time really to feel sorry for ourselves. I think now we just got to go with a clear mind. We're in tomorrow morning and start prepping the game on Tuesday.
I think if I remember the first ever season, 2019, you played, it was a Quebec team, York 9 played, and they were impressed by this guy, Abdi, and they got him signed pretty quick. And, you know, it's picking up players. So I don't know if your roster's full, but they're always, you know, taking names.
Yeah, they're again, Quebec is known to have good quality, good individuals, and good coaching. So there's a lot of professionals, not only in the CPL but in Canadian teams that come from Quebec, and I'm sure Laval, and I know Laval has their qualities too. So it's something that we just have to be aware of. I'm thinking about my players, my team, and how we can perform on Tuesday.
There'll be a lot of Quebecers watching you because of your road game with Halifax. Mm-hmm. Talk about that.
Thank you.
Mara, commiserations on the defeat. After coming out with a very comprehensive victory over Vancouver at the beginning of the year, it's been, as you mentioned, been a bit of a rocky road. I know you said that there can only be so many moral victories, but how can you continue just to motivate your players around the positives that they are having, and whether it's, like you said, we're talking about set plays or, you know, the continuing high performance of Julian up top. How can you continue kind of just to press through this in this kind of early stage of your coaching career?
I'm someone that all I really know is hard work. I you know, get to work, I get things done, and that's kind of the mentality that I put into this team. I think we're professionals. We all obviously have a salary, and we have a team to defend. So I think if you know, if we look at ourselves and we are as professional as we can be as individuals, then that will help the team. So at the end of the day, we all want to change this page. We all want to, you know, break this momentum and obviously be on the winning side of things. But saying it is easy. It is easy, but and then obviously doing the hard work and being consistent on that hard work. Is another thing. To be fair with the players, they have shown up every day since day one in preseason. They are working, you know, their butts off on a daily basis in the games. I don't think it's lack of effort. I don't think it's lack of playing poorly. I just think it's at times concentration. So it's something that we have to look at as staff. I'm going to continue to push the players because, again, at the end of the day, that's what I'm here for, and that's the only thing I kind of know what to do. So it's hard work. We're back in tomorrow morning, and there's not really much to think about. We got an important game on Tuesday, and that's where our heads are now.
Thank you so much, and all the best against Laval in the Voyageurs Cup.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Perfect. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Have a good one. Thank you, Mariano.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mauro.